You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC. New York, it is still the place that people want to come to realize their dreams, despite the city being in the grip of recession. Call us on 212-433-9692, that's 212-433-9692, and tell us why you moved here. Perhaps it was a job, and are you still doing that job, or have you had to get creative and do maybe several jobs, or to do a job that you perhaps don't like that much, just to try to get through these hard times? We also want to know how you think that the city has changed in the time that you've been here. Do you think it was worth it, or are you looking to get out? Let us know on 212-433-9692. And perhaps some of you, like me, moved here from overseas, but you always felt that you belonged here even before you got here. We want to hear your stories. What do you think is the city's enduring appeal? Or perhaps maybe you think it's losing some of its shine as we're living through these very difficult times, and especially in New York, which has been hit hard in terms of job losses. We want to know where you came from. Perhaps some of you want to share some tips for recent arrivals who are coming here. Apparently, this is still the city that most young people want to move to. There was a recent poll not that long ago where the research center Pew asked Americans where they wanted to live. And apparently 45% under the age of 35 picked New York. So let us know what you think and why you moved here. Hello, Deborah from Manhattan.
Hi.
So you moved here, what, 32 years ago?
Yeah, I hate to admit it, 32 years ago. No, I was right out of college, and I moved here, and I never thought I'd stay this long.
So what kept you here? I mean, you never intended to go back. You were originally from Chicago, right?
Yeah. Well, I kept getting better jobs. I was in advertising and started my own business. And now my husband got me to start my own business. And unfortunately, now I'm unemployed. So
what were you doing before?
What happened? Pardon?
What were you doing before, and what are you looking for?
Well, I started an organizing business, and I organize people's houses and offices, people who need help downsizing, people who need help just dealing with their clutter. And it's just starting, and I have a website, organizeme.com, and I'm hoping that will take off.
Okay, well, good luck with that. And we've got Greg on the phone from Brooklyn. Greg, what's your story?
Hi. I was just listening to the show. It's very interesting. I grew up in West Virginia, and my dad was a coal miner, and he apparently had been in New York during World War II. And for some reason, he decided that his kids needed to see New York. So on vacation, when I was 13 years old, he brought the whole family here, and I fell in love. I said, someday I'm going to live in New York. And it took me a while. I was 40 before I ended up moving here, but I finally got here.
And have you seen the city change dramatically, perhaps, over the time that you've been living here?
Yeah, I came at sort of the second Giuliani term. And, of course, 9/11 changed so much about New York. But I guess that was the day I finally felt September 11th, I finally felt, well, you're a real New Yorker now.
So in a sense, also, you were a person who felt that they belonged here. I mean, you know, you always wanted to get back to New York after that sort of first initial trip with your family, and you ended up living here.
Absolutely. I mean, I knew that any way that I could possibly do it, I was going to get here and make a life here.
All right, Greg, thanks very much. And we've got Janice on the phone from Manhattan. Janice, what's your story?
I grew up in East Hampton when it was a very lonely, no life after Labor Day type of place. And I always knew from the time I was about 8, I would say, that I wanted to live in Manhattan because of just everything that East Hampton could not give me was here. And that's been borne out. I mean, it is a center of civilization. Things radiate from this place. Culturally, you will never or at least not unless you go to Europe, will you find such a rich diversity. And in terms of the local population, the level of education and the diversity of the population, I think New York City has it all over anywhere else in the United States.
Do you think it's tougher for people who are moving to the city now? I mean, people are still coming even though we're, you know, in the grip of a recession. What kind of advice or tips would you have for them?
It's always hard to move here. I mean, when I moved here originally out of college, I was shocked by how completely unprepared I was for it financially and in terms of the job market, et cetera. You know, unless you're independently wealthy, it's always difficult to move here. But I think the rewards are intact. You know, I mean, it's worth it. You know, especially if you're a person who defines themselves by some form of the arts.
All right, Janice, thank you very much. And Francisco in Brooklyn.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, I moved here from Spain 25 years ago. And it seems like it was yesterday. I came here to study college, and I was ready to get out to go back to the Canary Islands, and I met my ex-wife. I have a son, and he's the only reason that holds me back, because I want to go back to Europe. The impression here is that you live to work here. In Europe, you work to live. See the difference?
But you've been doing that for 25 years. I mean, you know, surely it didn't take you 25 years to figure that out. I mean, everybody in New York works really hard.
It's like the Iliad, you know? It's like a Greek drama story. You go through the process, the good experiences, the bad experiences, the family back home, and you got to go through everything, all the process here by yourself, and you have to endure and grow older and become more mature. And you have to deal with all this type of different diversity. It's New York is the school of life. If you don't learn from here, I don't know.
So you feel that the city's really sort of like, you know, losing a little bit of its shine as far as you're concerned then?
The way I see the immigrant life is a very hard lifestyle. And if I had the chance to turn back the clock, I would have stayed back home in Spain.
Do you think a lot of immigrants realize, you know, how tough it's going to be when they get here? Or they, I mean, a lot of them feel that it's definitely worth coming, working hard and you know, making a life for themselves so that they can provide, you know, something a lot better for their children.
But, you know, it's hard. No matter what you do, I work two jobs and I'm struggling. I have to support my son. I can't imagine people that have one job or they don't have a job at all. It's so hard. I never see things so bad. And, like now, it's everybody's struggling. Everybody's on each other's throats. Everybody pushing everybody. It's crazy. And I'm going back this summer on vacation to Spain for a month. I haven't been home in 7 years. And all I hear is bad news from back home in Europe.
Okay, well, have a great vacation. And Francisco, thanks very much for calling. We're taking your calls on why you came to New York. What do you think its appeal is? Give us a call on 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-9692. And we've got Joyce on the phone from Brooklyn. Hello, Joyce.
Hello.
So what's your story?
My story is that I've actually lived in New York City twice. I came here in the 1990s out of journalism school, you know, with stars in my eyes, and I loved it. But then I got married and moved out of the city. I thought I'd never come back, but I got a job at Bank One in Chicago. They merged with J.P. Morgan, and I got a corporate relocation back to New York. So that was 4 years ago, and I was with the company for 3 years and laid off. So here I am back in New York City and freelancing, job hunting, and collecting unemployment.
Well, are you doing sort of several jobs, which is something I suppose that a lot of people who have been trying to be creative, if certainly the work is out there, that a lot of people are doing that to try to get by until, you know, we get over these hard times and they're able to find a job that they really do like and to get themselves back into their careers.
Yeah, I'm sort of more creative than I've ever been, trying to cobble together the pieces of a freelance career, and at the same time I am job hunting for something permanent, because it's tough as a freelancer. I'm learning a lot. It's like running my own small business, but I have a job interview next week. I'm very excited about it.
Well, the best of luck to you, and good luck in terms of honing all of your creative freelancer abilities. Joyce, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And we've got Jean on the line from Manhattan. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Well, I grew up in France in a small town, 346 people, and when I came to New York, it felt right at home, right away. It was like, you know, like I was born here, and even if there's more people living in my building than in my village, it was incredible.
I sort of understand what you're saying, because in a sense, you know, that's also a little bit of my story as well. I always felt that I was a New Yorker at heart, and, you know, long before I actually moved here. What do you think that's about? I mean, do you think that's to do with American popular culture, that most of us sort of grow up sort of feeling that we know the place?
Yes, so a lot to do with the image that you have from New York, you know, that you see on TV. For a few years, I was like, you know, I can't believe I'm here. You know, it's just like what you see on movie and TV. And it was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm here. You know, this little French, you know, from your small town who lives here. So, you know, for the few years, I've been here for 13 years, it was like incredible. You know, now I'm at the point where, you know, like the other gentleman from Spain was saying, the quality of life, you lose a lot of quality of life. And, you know, I don't know any French who comes here, you know, for some kind of better life, you know, because, I mean, I have to say, you know, life in France is pretty, it's very nice.
So you think people mostly come here to kind of pursue a career and to
you come here for
make money and be successful and find love and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, you come here for an experience. You come here for because your company needs French people in New York. You come here for a woman, was my case. You know, I met my wife who was American, and, you know, we came here, it was supposed, you know, 2 years, you know, supposed to be for 2 years, and now, you know, 13 years later, I'm still here. But, you know, it's funny because it was never my dream, and I don't see myself retiring here, because, you know, the health system, you know, the all social security, you know, it's, you know, a little bit better. It's better in France.
Right.
So, it was for an experience, but now, you know, 13 years later, I'm just, you know, I'm not quite sure if I want to stay here.
Right. You're maybe thinking about going back home. Okay, Jean from Manhattan, thank you very much. I'm Daljit Dhaliwal in today for Leonard Lopate, and we're taking your calls and your comments on why you came to New York and why you stay. Give us a call at 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-9692. And we'll be back with more after a very quick break.
My experience of New York is rather like Alice falling down the looking glass.
I came to the city in 1985.
I came to New York from a very small town outside of Tel Aviv in Israel.
When I first came, I was a little intimidated by New York.
Before I had moved to New York, I had never gone supermarket shopping without a car.
And I got on the subway, and a man began to stare fixedly at me.
And as I turned a corner...
And I thought, oh God, this is just what I imagined, some dreadful thing is going to happen.
This crazy homeless woman appeared from out of nowhere and smacked the hell out of my shin.
It was the mid to late 90s, and I was in an illegal sublet in the East Village.
So I went to Studio 54 for the first time.
And there was this guy, this bald-headed, shaven guy who nicknamed himself Kojak.
It was an amazing drag queen called Rolarina.
Kojak starts talking to me, and...
And Rolarina was a large, raw-boned man.
Giving me the whole dope about the neighborhood. And
over 6 feet tall. Not a beauty.
Pardon that expression, because apparently he actually was a dealer.
And Rolarina was apparently something in the stock market during the day.
It was the spring after I moved to New York, and I felt really home here.
And those are just some of the stories of coming to New York collected by Stephen Valentino. We've got Jamal in Harlem. What's your story, Jamal?
Hi. Yeah.
Hello.
Well, I came here from, I live in Harlem now, but I came here from upstate New York, Rockland County. And I've been here for 4 years now, and I don't know, I really love New York City. I think what drew me to it was, well, like, reading books, like, it's always glamorized, and I've always felt some kind of, some, like, drawn to it in a way.
And do you find it glamorous? I mean, when you got here, is that the kind of life that you wanted to live? I mean, are you able to live it, though? I mean, just given how tough things are right now?
Well, right now is actually very hard, you know, working, like, you know, as hard as I can to, you know, maintain my apartment and things like that. But I think it has lost a little bit of its sheen.
And what about the people? I mean, is there something also about the energy of the people, about the energy of the city? Because a lot of people who come here, certainly from overseas, always talk about that. And I know New Yorkers do as well.
Right, yeah. It's definitely the people, too, because there's a certain type of people in New York City that you can only just find in New York City, that if you go anywhere else, it's just you won't find those type of crowd and that type of environment, you know.
Now, what kind of people do you think that they are, though?
I guess you say they're very diverse, and you know, they're not just like one type of people. It's not like, you know, if you're in Branson, Missouri, somewhere, that, you know, they're kind of like, you know, one way. Around here, it's like you get to see different types of people, different type of cultures, different type of individuals, and you know.
All right, Jamal, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Susan in Morristown in New Jersey. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? So what's your story, Susan?
My story is that I've been out here in Morristown for about 20 years, but I lived in Manhattan for 10 and worked there, moved here to raise my kids, and not a day has gone by since I left the city that I don't wake up and thank God, I wish I was back in Manhattan.
And you feel that this is the place to be, that this is where you feel normal and at home?
Absolutely, and I somehow have transmitted that to my three children who are 17, 19, and 21, and taught them to navigate Penn Station as soon as they were, you know, old enough to be on their own. I just hope that they all have the opportunity to live in Manhattan at some point in their lives. There's something about the spontaneity, the, like you said, the energy, even the grittiness. I'm even disappointed sometimes the city has, like, you know, cleaned up everything, and, you know, the chain stores that used to be individual shop owners in, you know, various little neighborhoods.
But it's also a very tough place, and it can also be a very lonely place for people as well. I mean, do you think in some ways that a lot of people who come here are deterred in the first sort of year or two, and they don't want to hang around, but it's the ones who stay that end up sort of being the survivors in a way?
I think so, and I think you really have to be, you know, proactive in kind of claiming your, you know, your space and finding, you know, what it is you like to do and what you like to take advantage of. You know, there's something about the anonymity, though, in Manhattan that's kind of nice, that, you know, you don't really have out in, you know, little suburban towns. You know, and I think people thrive on that as well, the ability to both be, you know, part of a really big scene when they want to, and the ability to, you know, switch neighborhoods and, you know, go shopping in some neighborhood they've never been in, and, you know, get a little anonymity.
Okay, Susan, thanks very much. And we've got Joe in Brooklyn. Hello.
Yeah, hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. I moved out here actually just a month ago, and I moved out here because in Jersey there really wasn't much of a, I guess, scene where I was in terms of musicians I get to collaborate with. In Brooklyn, there's definitely tons of people from all different walks of life. That's
a much more creative environment here.
Yeah, definitely. And just like what the other caller was saying about having just tons of different ways to discover yourself and find different avenues for inspiration and things like that. That's why I moved here.
And you sound like a young person to me.
Yeah, I'm pretty young.
Do you think there is something about the city that still continues to draw young people? I mean, even now, I mean, there was a survey done not that long ago which talked about something like 40% of young people still want to come and live here. And this is in the middle of, you know, a recession.
Well, I feel like a lot of people, a lot of my friends, we talk about how New York is kind of like a representation of the best in the world. And, you know, everyone wants to be great at what they do. So we all come here to, I guess, in a sense, compete with each other and then also just to rub elbows with people who have made it as well.
So you've got to have some infuriating stories about New York. Give me at least one.
Infuriating stories?
Yeah. Does it get on your nerves sometimes?
On air. I don't know what I
can
talk about.
Well, keep it clean.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when I first came here, I sold my car just recently, but when I first came here with my car, I learned how to park the very difficult way. It was pretty expensive in terms of rules and things like that and regulations. And I think also the first apartment I moved into, the super, was kind of deceiving about what exactly the terms were and the actual condition of the apartment. Things started falling apart like a week after I moved in and things like that. So that was a little mm-hmm. bit upsetting. But you kind of just get through it and you go on. And I don't know, I'm not here really to do anything besides play music and collaborate with people.
Right. Well, good luck with the music scene, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Just a quick plug. I'm playing tonight at Mercury Lounge.
Where's that? Is that in Brooklyn?
17 East Houston, now in Manhattan.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thanks. Bye. And we've got Christopher in Queens. Hello.
Oh, hello there. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Grand, not a butter.
Okay, and you're from Ireland, I take it, right?
I am indeed, yeah. Originally from Ireland, yeah.
And when did you come to New York?
18 years ago.
And?
I didn't actually come directly from Ireland. I was living in Wales for 6 years before that, so I came from there.
Okay, well, that must have been a bit of a culture shock.
It was a bit, yeah. And you know what? I think all my preconceptions about New York were based on 70s movies. So I kind of imagined it as a very exciting, dynamic place, but also a bit dangerous, you know? And definitely that has peeled away over the years because, you know, when you get to know New Yorkers, they're great people, you know?
Yeah, so that after 18 years of having sort of peeled away those layers, and as somebody who came from overseas, I mean, how would you sum this city up to somebody who was thinking of moving here from another country or from a different state?
I think it's just got an amazing energy. I think there's endless numbers of opportunities. I mean, you know, I got laid off my job last January, but even since then, I've been exploring new opportunities for work and stuff. And there's always something you can turn your hand to here because it's such a dynamic place.
You wouldn't consider moving out of New York to look for work?
Sorry, what's that?
You wouldn't consider moving out of New York to look for work?
I've thought about it sometimes, but no, not really.
All right, Christopher, thanks very much. And we have Elaine in Connecticut. Hello.
Hi.
And
hello?
Yes, hello, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to participate in the program in that my situation was a little bit different because I came from the Caribbean back in 1990. And the reason I came here actually is because I was in an abusive relationship and I thought that the only place that I could go to was America. And of course, I ended up in New York. And I did not have a clue what I was getting into. I remember having to take the bus to work. I came here and started, I didn't have a job. So I said, okay, I have to be proactive. And I started out cleaning homes. And then at night, I go to school and, went to college and was able to get a job in the corporate world. And, I remember it was in the winter, and I was not prepared. My feet were frozen, my hands were frozen, and I said, oh, my God, maybe this was not the best idea. However, I hung in there, and I was able to send for my kids. My daughter, she's now in medical school, and as I said, I moved to Connecticut. I was able to remain single, bought my home in Connecticut, and I'm still working in New York. I travel back and forth.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think that the city has changed in the time that you've been here, Elaine?
Well, it has changed in terms of the diversity because I have now realized that more Latinos are entering the city. And when I came back in the 90s, when I came here in the 90s, there weren't a lot of Latinos. But I realized that it's still a melting pot, but there are a lot of Latinos that have entered New York.
Okay, Elaine, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
And we have John on the line from Manhattan. Hello there.
Yes, hi. Hello?
Hi, yes, go ahead. So you came here from Portugal, right?
Yes, I came here from Lisbon at the time. I was living in Lisbon before I came here in 1986. And my story, it's kind of similar to some people before. I met my wife in the southern Portugal back in many years ago in the early 80s, and decided to come here and meet here, and then since then I've stayed. So I've been here for 21 years, and Manhattan was always like a dream city for me. I mean, I saw Manhattan in a black and white Manhattan Woody Allen movie, and that was sort of my Manhattan, and I really fell in love with the city and with my wife at the same time. So I completed my graduate studies here at Columbia, and I stayed, and I have an office in Manhattan. And it was great when you're very young and when you have children. I have three children now. It becomes a little more complicated to navigate, so we moved to Westchester. And
So you get your money goes further in Westchester. You don't have to worry so much about finding a good school. I mean, is that one of the reasons why you decided to go?
I think the money really the money goes both way in both ways, you know. But it's more the school system. It's really hard to navigate when you have three children. I think, you know, public schools are good, but, you know, a lot of times it's much hard to navigate, and there's a lot of testing, a lot of going through that. I didn't want to put my kids through that, so I went to a good public school system in Westchester for that reason.
All right, John, thanks very much. We're taking your calls. Tell us about why you came to New York. Was it worth it? Call us on 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-9692. And we've got Michael on the line from Manhattan. Hello.
Hello there.
So you've, what, celebrated 30 years of living in New York?
I have indeed. I've just celebrated my 30th anniversary. Came here Easter 79.
Okay, and how have you seen the city change? I mean, do you think that it's getting better or worse, or it's just as great as it's always been?
Well, I think it's getting back to what it used to be when I first came here. I came here because it was such a wonderfully diverse, gritty city that was, you know, I was attracted by popular culture, of course, but it was always a sort of a place where you could go and I felt, and be whatever you wanted to be, and be anonymous if you wanted to be, or be fabulous if you wanted to be. And I think there was always this wonderful sense of reality and grittiness that New Yorkers had that disappeared in the late 80s and really kind of like with the hedge fund flim-flam and all this sort of stuff continued. And it seems to me that that's all disappearing, and you're starting to see a grittier, nicer New York, a real New York as it used to be, as it should be, with real people and a wonderful color and diversity that is truly is what New York is all about.
And it sounds to me, judging by your accent, even though you've been here 30 years, that you probably left the United Kingdom.
I did. I'm a Brit. I came here to work for Burberry in 79. Worked for them for 20 years. Well, they were still Burberrys then, before they lost their ass. And was very lucky to have a beautiful office in Manhattan, right on 57th Street, and really saw all sides of New York for what it was. And I always loved New York because you can really be anything you want to be and do anything you want to do if you've got the chutzpah.
Yeah, you didn't know that was possible living in England?
I dreamed that it was possible because in New York, because I always felt that the class system held me back in England.
And you don't think there's a class system in New York or in the United States? It just goes by a different name, perhaps.
I don't think. Uh-huh. I think New York does not have a class system. I think New York's class system is based on how hard you work and how much you're prepared to put into life.
Great, Michael. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we've got Trin on the phone from Brooklyn. Hello.
Hello.
So how did you end up moving to New York?
I left a graduate program in dance and moved here to study with teachers in the city.
And what's your story? I mean, do you enjoy living in the city? Do you think it's become harder to live here? Does it? A lot of people have spoken about the kind of energy that it has and the diversity and what it has to offer culturally and intellectually. Are these the sorts of things that appeal to you, which keep you living in the city?
Yeah, I continue to love living in the city. I think there's kind of an expansiveness of thought as far as entertaining different kinds of points of views and different way of looking at things that I enjoy. So I continue to like working here. I'm raising two sons, a 19-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Is it tough?
Well, the 19-year-old was tough for a little while, but he's moving on. It's tough, you know, any place. And it's great any place, so.
All right, Trin, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you so much for calling and sharing in your stories about coming to New York.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find